When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
I like to have fun.
I like to laugh.
I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
I like having fun. Yes, I like you to laugh.
Okay!
I like having fun.
Where's my Zoom?
Oh,
hi, everybody. Well, 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 look who's back. Oh, Tim Heidecker, your old friend. Some of you have been admiring me for so many years. Some of you have just gotten into the whole thing.
Why is that, ladies?
Isn't that right, Doug?
From night to night, you find me.
Yes, that's right, Tim.
Somebody tell me. When is our 5-year anniversary?
May.
It's almost okay. So we're preparing a 5-year anniversary show.
I feel good.
Office Hours is nearing its 5-year anniversary. It's a big milestone. I'll be celebrating my 20 years in show business at some point down the line in the next couple
hello.
Years.
May 10th.
May 10th will be my 20th year in show business. A lot of people. We're fans who no longer are fans. I used to like you, but then things changed. Now I have people who come in and say, I appreciate all... Why is it so quiet in here?
You get it?
What happened to our music, our jams? What happened to our energy?
The hall of death again.
The hall of death again. The hall of death again. The hall of death again. Come on, kick it now.
And that was punk.
Here we go. Raise my computer up. We're rocking this morning, folks, because the Hooper Wolves are coming.
What?
Yeah! Listen, folks. This is going to be a weird one. I can tell already. We had the gremlins, the minions were in the internet this morning. I tell you what.
No bullshit.
Listen to my life. Right as we begin. Right. Listen, look, this is not just about me, Matt. Doug.
Don't you get it?
Wes. Here we are. We're all psyched, getting ready for the show. Internet's blasting. Internet is blasting through, just coming, gushing at us. And gushing out of us. And then literally at 10 o'clock, whoop, splat. And I bet the Noid is right outside my house, just unplugging the Ethernet cable or something. I don't know what's going on.
And the fault is my own.
But fuck Spectrum Cable. That's
don't
my
you
message.
Want to avoid the Noid?
I mean, can't they just get that shit to work 24/7 all the time? Lock it in, guys.
Tim, I've been avoiding the Noid for 20 years, too.
Listen, Vic Berger is not in the studio at the moment. We, you know... There's a personal issue happening there, and he's doing his best to get here. I don't know if it's bathroom issues or what. We've all been there, folks. I don't want to put the kid on the spot. He's a hard worker, and we love him, and we support him. And we wish him nothing but the best. Guys, welcome to the show. I mean, it's Thursday. I feel like there's, like, is it Vic that always plays music, or what's going on?
I mean, usually they
The theme song should have run.
Yeah. It just feels dead in here. Maybe it's Vic. Maybe Vic is the secret sauce. You know, I wanted to do this experiment, this sort of A-B. There it is. The good stuff.
We could try it again. We could roll it from the top.
No, I do not care for that idea.
Take us back in time.
Thank you, maybe. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it. I'm exhausted because we have a, ladies and gentlemen, a rat in our rafters. We have a family of rats up right above my bedroom, my beautiful palace bedroom.
You got a
where
rat
it all goes down
up there.
You know it goes down in my bedroom, Doug.
I've seen it.
You know what happens. And this family of rats in there, and they're quiet as a mouse up until 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It was this morning. And then there's this, you know, right above my head. And I wake up and then I'm up. And I cannot go back to sleep. I start thinking of all my regrets and how many disappointments are coming my way. Doug, you ever think about the disappointments that are coming your way?
I dwell on them daily. It's how I go to sleep. That's how I wake.
My daily disappointments. I write them down before I go to bed. They tell me to write this stuff down so it gets out of your head. So I write it all down, my daily disappointments. And then I wake up and I read my daily disappointments in the middle of the night. Get my flashlight out. I continue to gain weight. I continue to snack past my bedtime. I looked at myself in the Oscar special. I look awful. Look like my head's about to pop.
Listen, you're like leaning back the whole time.
So? I should be able to lean whichever I want and look grand and look fabulous. My hair is awful because now, because of that whole haircut situation, it's growing out very weird. So I'm wearing fishing caps now.
I thought your hair looked great at the Oscar special.
It did. That took a lot of work. That's where all the money went.
How much did that cost to get that hair looking perfect?
I don't want to give a number, but it's about 60% of the budget right there in the hair. That's six figures. That's a day before process, and then I have to stay up all night and not move because it takes so long. And the wages, people, you know, can't pay the makeup hair person overnight. Preferably, I'd do the hair overnight, and then it would be ready the next day. But you got to do it the day before. Then she sleeps, and then keeps working on it the next day. It's a 2-day job. Very inefficient. We've got a great show. We're looking for impressions of me. We're looking for impressions of Doug or Vic or Matt.
Not Matt.
And then we've got the very, very, very exciting musical guest, Super Wolves, otherwise known as Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. What do you have to say about Will Vic? Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy, wonderful. Palace Brothers?
Smoke weed.
I was listening to their new album this morning. Like I was playing that Hall of Death. Listen, there's people out there who are doing it right, and that's a small group of people, gang. How many times do I fucking want to write on Twitter? Am I the only one making comedy now?
Yes, I'm back.
Now that's a dick thing to say. Right?
That's rather arrogant.
But when I say me, I'm talking about Doug. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Greg. I'm talking about, you know, Eric. I'm talking about the gang, the troop, my compatriots, my confederates, my comrades. But what else? I mean, but Super Wolves, from the musical perspective, this is a classic album they've made. So we're going to get to the bottom of why, when, where, who. Because that's what I do. I interview. I'm a prize-winning journalists. Let's take a Zoomer real quick, Matt. Welcome them to the show.
You want to get into the impressions yet? What do you think?
Oh, sure. Not a bad way to start things off at all.
Where did Someone had one. Where'd Brennan go? Well, never mind. We'll just talk to Mark L.
I don't want to hear Brendan Walsh's impression of me. I'll tell you that.
No, Tim Pression. There he is. He changed his name on me. Tim Pression. Tim Pression.
Yes, sir. What you got?
Hey, what are you doing this morning? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Okay, next.
All right. I still live? Hey, we're having some technical difficulties.
Hey, now.
Are we still live, Matt?
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, wait. Hey, Vic, where are you at this morning?
That's a good question.
I'm sick. Look, but I've got the drops from here.
Ah, very nice.
What about you, Doug?
Oh, yeah, he's got a hat. Doug sometimes wears a hat. Not today, though.
Drops. We've got drops.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm tired of this.
It's like the slow motion, Tim.
Why don't you just come in here and do my job then? You're so a guy that like
you
once
ask him to do
I know
it,
and one
like...
impressions that I'm very resentful of them, but no, I want to see somebody that really dials in something specific, not a broad pastiche.
Music. Wow.
Anybody could do what you just did.
Do you all really
Nobody's stepping up.
No, I would be ashamed and embarrassed to even suggest something like that. But anyway,
make a good point.
So let's take somebody else. I mean, let's roll through a few.
The pounding. Right. Let's talk.
And you don't have to do an impression. It's just a way to start the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Let's talk to Sailor.
The pounding.
Hey, Sailor.
The Hall of Death again.
That's not actually my name, but hi.
Okay.
Listen, if you want us to call you something specific, you can put it in the name on your Zoom there.
She kind of looks like when
don't correct us when we call you by the name we see in front of you. You know what I mean?
She looks like the someone that
you.
Wants
I'm
to.
I'm just letting you know.
Doug wants to comment on what you look like.
I'm just saying it's like you want to conceal your identity.
Yes,
a little bit backlit.
A full silhouette situation.
I have like plant lights, so they like kind of dim the light ahead of me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you worship your cat like a deity? Because it looks like it's on some kind of altar, some kind of, Is that a cat up
Her
there?
Her name is BB, Queen BB.
Queen BB, yeah. We worship Queen BB. I'm not a cat fan, but believe me. Hunter John Scroton, by the way, put your knife away. This guy's in the Zoom with a knife, and I don't like it. It's stressing me out. I'm afraid he's going to stab me through the screen here. The last thing I need. I've already been stabbed in the back. I don't need to be stabbed in the front.
Really?
Oh! All right, what do you got for me,
Sailor?
Sailor.
Not Sailor.
Not Sailor.
Well, I can give you a Timpression, but I didn't plan on it necessarily.
Oh, well, this would be good.
All right. I'm Madone. Capiche?
Okie doke. That's me doing an impression, though. That's me doing an impression.
Well, those are just things that you say a lot.
Imagine
so.
You go, I know how to do a Rich Little impression. And then you go,
I'm Ronald Reagan.
A little confusing.
What
there.
Would a Rich Little impression sound like?
I'm Rich Little. I'm Rich Little, and I'm known for doing lots of impressions. Can you believe I'm still alive? What else do you have for me there, not Sailor?
Nothing really. This is my first time being on. Oh. I've been listening for a while.
Trial by fire, huh?
Also, just became a Patreon member. Oh. Just so I can go back and listen to all the after hours.
Oh, thank you. And then apologies for my good old friend Doug here, who's very rude. Are you a beverage fan?
Coffee.
You're speaking my language because, ladies and gentlemen, this is officially out right now. You can order it at officialofficehours.com. It's the Three Stogies Premium Coffee Blend, Tim's Smoky Blend, the only coffee for Office Hours fans. If you do drink the good stuff, this is the good stuff you're going to drink. Should I do the show like this today? How does this look? Another beverage alert. That's for sale at officialofficehours.com. But this... I don't even know about this. This is the, if you're a beer drinker, like many of you are, the Yellow River Boys, Yellow River Pilsner is back in stock. Doug, how do people get a hold of this? Because this isn't even a product we're making. This is a brewer in Chicago that's a friend and a fan. And
Mars Brewing makes it. I know you could definitely get it in Chicago.
Now, this is not cold, but maybe I should sip on a beer this morning. I don't know. Is YouTube going to ding us for that, Matt?
You can go to mars.beer, check it out.
M-A-R-Z. Mars candy bars? Mars M&M?
That's M-A-R-S. This is M-A-R-Z.
Uh-oh. I would have a morning beer. That's what John Adams used to do. You know what, though? There's a cold one in the fridge. Doug, the show is yours. I'll be right back.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
A lot of pressure, Doug. Want to check in with somebody? Should we check in with Alec? Alec Blumenthal, what do you got? Is this an impression or... Alec, you're on the air.
I have so many great ideas. I'm like Dylan.
Okay.
Okay, folks, I'm having a cold one.
You're saying his catchphrases, but you're kind of just...
No, excuse me. How dare you?
Now you sound like Tim.
Yes. Tim, we got a Zoomer on the line if you want to...
I have to tell you something. This is nice, and what a way to start the day. A little morning brew.
I'll have one, too, maybe. Yeah, let's have brewskis today. I'll go grab one. You want one, Doug?
Doug doesn't partake.
I'll sit with it.
Yeah, sit with it.
He'll sit with it.
That's one of my favorite lines from Jan and Wayne Schuyler, where she just wanted to sit with the wine.
I'll sit with it.
I'll have a sip.
Oh, okay. I thought you were super orthodox about that.
If you drink beer during the day, it just makes me tired.
Well, yeah, but it takes the edge off. After this coffee, I'm kind of balanced. It's almost like doing coke and heroin, which I used to do.
Yeah, which we used to do.
We used to do that all the time when we were doing the show. You know, we'd shoot up.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to have some.
Okay. Do not go down into that dark hole that you used to get into. All right, Doug?
That's pretty good.
I missed the impression, but I'm moving on because I want to keep the show flowing.
Thanks, Alec.
And I want to tell you guys about the city of the day.
Oh, I think Vic does that.
The burps are going to be times two today with these brews.
It's a good pilsner, Tim, I gotta admit.
It's a little sweet.
I haven't had a beer in a long time.
A little creamy, it's a little sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. Could be a little colder, but it's nice.
Oh, imagine this ice cold out of the cooler.
That'd be a beaut.
I gotta get a wet bar down here. City of the Day is sponsored by Dim Plants.
Dum, 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 dum.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and there's nothing worse.
Excuse me.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and there's nothing worse than getting stuck in a boring conversation with your dumb uncle or dimwit cousin as they yammer on about shit you don't care about or agree with. Well, now there's a safe and easy way to dumb down your brain so you can chinwag with every dolt. It's called Dim Plants. One minor outpatient surgery is all it takes to implant the low-profile transmitter into your skull to send safe and effective brainwave interceptors right into your head. You'll maintain a peaceful expression and nod your head in agreement with any old ding-dong without getting into pointless arguments. And that's not all. Dim Plants can insert information about all kinds of stupid topics like NASCAR, men's rights, boats, or crypto, so you can effortlessly join in on any conversation. Order now and get the Tucker Carlson Signature Dumb Look Pack for free. So turn off your brain and turn on the charm with Dim Plants for only 6 easy payments of $740. That's a lot, I'll be frank with you. But it is a medical procedure we're talking about here, and you know the price of healthcare has gone through the roof. All right, folks.
Will my healthcare cover that?
No. Implant? This is like almost getting plastic surgery. Capiche?
Yeah, elective.
Elective surgery, yeah. It's like getting your varicose.
What is the city, Tim?
Well, you know, we forgot to even say it last week.
I know, that's why I wanted to remind you.
Thank you, Doug. You're keeping me honest. The city is Lincroft, New Jersey. Beautiful city there in New Jersey. High of 75. Ooh, 75 in Jersey in April? Good morning, everybody. Everybody's feeling that groovy. Feeling groovy. 59th Street Bridge song, ladies and gentlemen, from Simon and Garfunkel. Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins? Who did Groovy Kind of? I know somebody covered that. I think he covered it. But it's one of those.
Eddie Murphy?
Huh? Eddie Murphy? No.
What was that duo?
We got a groovy kind of love.
It is Phil Collins.
Thank you.
Nah. No way.
Eddie Murphy had kind of a similar.
They're called the Mind Benders.
They were a one-hit wonder, and Phil Collins covered it. Wake up!
That's a cover song?
Know your music history.
Jeez. Party all the time. I'm thinking about party all the time.
Question for you. The Kings of the 60s, the Beatles, did they ever use the word groovy in a song? Did they ever use the word groovy in a song?
No.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
No. They wouldn't do anything so dated.
I don't think they did.
When they're writing lyrics, they're like, this has to be evergreen.
John Galatini can prove me wrong. Somebody prove me wrong. Did the Beatles ever use the word groovy?
John Henby says, what do you say, John Henby? You have evidence?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Sorry, young John.
Maybe they did. I don't think they did, but I know they said heavy. She's so...
John Henby, you're on.
Heavy! Yes, sir.
Hey again, Tim.
Hello, John.
I was listening to Savoy Truffle. A lot of groovy lyrics on that song, but I don't...
And know that what you eat, you are.
All right. But Henby comes too much, you're out of here.
Shout out loud. Cream tangerine. Montalban.
Galantini. Galantini, you have some evidence here?
I'll get groovy.
Yeah, well, I've got one, and that's Come Together. Grooving up slowly. That's the only use, I believe.
That's fine. I mean, that's different than groovy, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's groovin'.
I know, but that's the closest they came to groovy.
John, can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm listening to this Beatles podcast. What the fuck is that now?
Yeah.
Who's that?
What is going on? Control.
It's not control room. Ground control to Major Wes. Ground that's control to Major Wes. What's going on?
What?
Where's that coming from?
It's the Hothead Hotline, but it shouldn't be ringing.
Let's take the Hothead Hotline, see what they say.
No,
well, it wasn't,
John.
Though. It was just a call into our Google Maps.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. No, John, are you there still?
Yeah. I can hear you.
I'm listening to this Beatles podcast every night. It's not the something about the Beatles. It's these two women, and the podcast is called One Sweet Dream, I think.
Yeah. So one of your... Office Hours people tell me about this, but I've not heard it yet.
Mm. It's really good, and I'll tell you why. It's all about the breakup, okay? It starts in like 68, and they go, it's so in depth. It's like, it's several hours, right? And like, I'm like maybe halfway through it, and they're like talking about like 1 week in 1969, like for 4 hours, you know what I mean? Like deep, deep dive. But what it gets into is sort of the way the story's been told by all what they call the Jean Jackets, which are all the writers who've written all these books about the Beatles, which I love that term. But it's it kind of gets down to this, like how obsessed Lennon was with McCartney as a person and as a partner. And not to make a sort of romantic connection there, but there was a deep, deep codependent love there. And John was like destroyed by the fact that McCartney was kind of separating himself from him and the Beatles. And it resulted in all these crazy choices that he made in like 68, 69, 70. And it was all about sort of this, like, if Paul doesn't love me, then I'm going to blow everything up. Like, you know what I mean? But they make a great case for it. And it throws out so many sort of like myths or sort of like conclusions that all these other people made. I really recommend. It's really, really well done. It's called One Sweet Dream.
I'm going to check it out. And I've been listening to a book, an audio book called 1, 2, 3, 4.
One, two,
which is
three,
all of these. Yeah, exactly. And exactly that. And it's all of these little anecdotes or little kind of stories about the Beatles that are very interesting. I can really recommend it.
Cool. One,
stuff
two,
I didn't
three,
know
four.
About.
Sounds like a hard thing to search for.
It's a book, and it's on Audible. If you write in Beatles 1, 2, 3, 4, you'll find it.
Okay, I'll send a link. I'll look for it.
I really recommend that. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, of course, John.
Something I've never heard you talk about this before, but where do you stand? Shame Vic's not here because I'd love to get his opinion on this. On the Marx Brothers, because you guys are really into the Stooges,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up watching the Marx Brothers. My dad always made me watch Marx Brothers films. I love those. I've never really seen a Stooges film. I don't know where to start. So I wanted to ask you, what would you recommend I try?
All right. Stand by. I need a drum roll because I'm about to give my Marx Brothers hot take.
Well, do you want to hear my hot take?
No. Hell no.
I'd love to hear Doc's.
My hot take on the Marx Brothers is I believe in the system of capitalism. I think capitalism is going to eventually lead to true freedom for all man. And the idea that we're going to share the wealth and the government's going to run everything. Oh, you meant the Marx Brothers, not Karl Marx. I see. Okay.
I see.
I'm confused. I'm the one that's confused.
I believe we've talked about this, by the way.
Doug gave me a look like my mom gave me, like
real disappointment.
Tim, we've talked about this
many times.
I don't know if I've ever. I love
you
the
like
Marx.
Harpo.
I'm a fan. I think there's they're fantastic.
Alex and Dumbo brings up giraffes on horseback.
I helped write this book that was a. Imagined fulfillment of a film that they were going to make with Dali.
The Salvador Dali one.
I mean, my favorite thing about the Marx Brothers, I think, is Chico. I love Chico scenes. I love Chico, conning people. Those are always fun scenes in those movies when he's conning people. I love those. And the wordplay. And Harpo's a terrific musician. And Chico playing piano. You know, Groucho Marx kind of one-liners don't age quite as well, and they're a little corny now, but some of them are really funny, and he's fun, you know, the dynamic between them are all great. They're great. I mean, what can you do? What can you say? Doug, what's your take?
I like Richard and Skid.
Skid. Get down! Get down with a little help from my friends. I get down with a little help from my friends. Big news from, by the way.
Thanks, John.
Welcome. Thank you.
He knows we're Stooge guys, right? Why would he mention the Marx Brothers?
Doug's still pissed.
You know?
That beer is making him angry.
Yeah, Doug's gotten surly real quick.
Real surly,
drunk. Quick off that beer. Not big news, but I wanted to share something that happened to me. It was very traumatic. I was taking a shower the other day, and I haven't told you this, Matt.
You usually tell me about all your showers.
Yeah,
that's
usually
strange.
I ring you up after I've been cleaned. I go,
get every report.
Pretty decent shower, Matt. Hot.
Thanks, good, Tim.
Good lather. I didn't slip. But yesterday, I believe, I was I had the big bottle of Bronner's, Dr. Bronner's, you know, because I'm a responsible citizen of the earth. And I like to read during my showers. And I opened her up. I went to go put a little bit of the stuff in my hand, the gel in my hand, and one of the droplets.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
One of the droplets, Doug.
Yeah.
I feel like this is my new strategy to get Doug off drops, is to just talk directly to him.
Well,
distract
here's
him
what's
going to
happen. Here's if I don't drop and do big, great, funny drops right now, it's going to be.
I know,
like,
you're a lot of pressure.
Vic is
right
the
now.
Drop king, and Doug sucks at drops.
The pressure is
if
all
I
on
don't do. Drops, or if I do drops, then I'm doing too many drops, and I have to focus on what you're saying.
I
can't win, Matt.
I know.
No one's. By the way, no one's going to win. I'm not winning. No one's. Don't plan on winning in life, folks, because everyone loses in the end. Everyone dies at the end of the script.
That's how winning is done.
I want to be dying. I want to be on my deathbed, and I want Doug sitting there by my side, and we're just holding hands.
Oh, so I'll outlive you?
Well, what happens is I pass.
You'd probably like that. So then you'd be comforting for me to be there to watch you pass.
I pass, and then you jump off a bridge.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
Straight from the hospital to the bridge.
That's it. That's it, Mr. Loosenhop. Your friend Tim has gone. He's passed. He's like, all right, see you later. Pow. Splat. That's the respectful thing to do, folks. No, what was I talking about? Showering. Cleaning my balls.
Did somebody knock?
Oh, is that?
Oh, yes, you. I did. That's it's just you. Me. No,
I was like, oh, maybe Vic.
Excited, Vic was here.
Now listen, here I am, the Dr. Bronner's soap gel in my hand, but as I squirt, poo! One drop from the bottle goes right in my eye, like a direct hit, and I it feels like squirt. I got pepper sprayed. It was intensely painful, and I didn't know what to do because I had the soap in my hand. And I was like trying to put the soap off of me. And this is the sound I was making in there. Ah, 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 ah. I had to get out of the shower. Nude.
Nude?
Ooh. Yeah. I was showering nude. And I get the towel, and I'm almost down on my knees, like bend over, like so. I couldn't believe how painful it was, and all day it was like I got sprayed with mace. No difference.
Peppermint, was that the flavor?
No, it was just neutral orange, whatever that
orange.
Was. It was an awful experience.
What happens with the Dr. Bronner's is that hole gets filled up with the like soap, right? And then
yeah, then it exactly. Then it has so much pressure. It's almost like a geyser or a volcano.
That's a relatable story.
And then one time I made the mistake. I was showering with Dr. Brown's cream soda, which was not an effective way to get yourself clean.
And Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. I went Dr. Brown's a little more artisan, a little more simple. Anyways, let's take another Zoomer.
You got to try the No More Tears. You got to switch.
Phil.
I have dandruff on my pubic hair now. What?
They should make No More Tears.
Everyone's shaking their heads. Like, no.
You know, Matt?
What's that? What?
Matt, can we roll back 30 seconds and do a edit?
Redo time.
Let's do a take two.
Phil Braun's on the line.
Phil, what do you want?
I don't know. I just saw the show with the and passing by, and
I do not like this look. It's really upsetting me.
It's very upsetting. There's no
shirt today.
It's
but,
Phil Jumbie.
Yeah, I was. You know, the impressions today. The impression thing is going to be kind of tough, and
I think so too because I'm a nebulous type. There isn't something really I'm so kind of broad in what I and who I am and what I'm about. It's like I'm not just one note. I'm not Mr. T. When you want to see do Mr. T, he's one note.
You don't have a catchphrase.
I don't have a catchphrase.
But you have mannerisms, and there are mannerisms that you can pick up on watching you, depending on the situation. And like if I were to come on and host the show, like one of the things that I would notice is like when you're serious, you like to do this a lot. You like to you start pulling on your chin and your beard.
Oh, and my neck. My neck fat.
2, 9, 3, 3.
And then I've noticed too when you're amused of something, you like to turn around and get the approval
now
of
we're
me.
Talking. Right? Self-satisfied.
Yeah, get a little satisfaction by getting the approval of Doug or Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just an observation there. And then Doug, for example, you know, Doug's kind of got the Chicago accent going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have my glasses, my big glasses. Like, if I were doing Doug, I'd put the big glasses on for Doug.
Sweet home, Chicago.
So like you would say, so Doug, what do you got going on? Well, I got a 30-minute video I just made for the show here. Cut to Vic. Vic, what do you got? And well, I edited a video too. Well, I guess that's the show for today. And
oh,
over Doug's
interesting distillation. Where's Sam and
Sonya? I've never had a 30-minute video.
No, Phil's just running off the seat of his pants right now. I want to thank Phil, by the way. Phil is, I think this is public. Phil helped write some of those classic trivia cards on this year's Oscar special.
I did.
Helped write. I wouldn't say write. I said helped write.
What do you mean? Helped me formulate the words and expressions on the card?
Yeah, well, we're working with a naturally funny person that just has trouble with grammar and spelling, and I think am I correct that you just assisted them in the writing of it, not anything more?
Kind of a copy editor.
More for punctuation. No, you were brought in for punctuation specialty. No, you came up. You wrote a ton of those this year with Justin, right. And made me laugh very hard.
Right. I appreciate that. As well, and I did just have one quick thing though. I did watch the show last week, and you had a really kind of a fun story about John Hamm at paying for somebody's dinner or not.
Yeah,
paying
that
for
was
somebody's
the after
dinner.
Hours experience, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. And I need John Hamm's personal contact information. I'm having a show tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Phil. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate.
I really need,
thank you very much. Thank you, Phil. Let's move things along. Let's move on to somebody else.
All right, we got
anybody else?
I mean, that would be the impression to like, just cut someone off or something,
right?
It has to be an interactive impression, you know.
This guy kind of looks like Tim with a goatee a little bit. This impressionist.
Ready?
Big I haven't heard.
Wow, no, this is we good. I already like it.
We saw this guy a couple weeks ago or last week or something. This is our Sean Bean guy. Sean Bean.
I actually am Sean Bean. I've been trying to do an impression of Tim. City of the Day brought to you by Heidecker's High Quality Decks. Are you sick and tired of your dirty little deck? No fear. Heidecker's High Quality Decks can turn that weathered micro deck into an impressive huge deck. Our decks are varnished to a high slick shine in a variety of lengths, widths, and colors. Go with golden pine-esque penis, that's a little bit of a stretch, or overly hand-hewn redwood. So stupid. Call us today and have your significant other shouting, I love sitting on this deck! And all the neighbors will come too. End your deck envy while you're out pounding pound brewskis and flipping burgers. Heidecker's highest That's the HEI pounder. Quality deck stand above the rest. Mio Mayo.
Mio Mayo.
Oh, that ending was good. Mio Mayo.
Nice work. Thank you for filling some time.
Oh, always.
Today's one of those days where I say, please, ladies and gentlemen, fill my time. Fill it up. terrific Cut work. You seem very happy with yourself.
Oh, I muted him.
And relieved. there's a micro impression of me with the drink. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that one. I really do. What do we have else, Matt, before I get to our guests? Because they are coming up shortly.
We didn't care much today. We don't have many bits. You want to talk to Katie McKinnon from SNL?
Huh?
Kate McKinnon from SNL.
Not a huge fan, but sure.
Kate McKinnon.
What are you talking about, man?
Kate?
It's not the same Kate McKinnon from SNL, unfortunately.
Why? Well, you want to be somebody else? Why aren't you happy in your own skin?
Fortunately, maybe. Sorry about that.
Be
uncomfortable.
Be yourself and be happy with who you are.
I got to take the name back.
You don't want to be tied to that embarrassment of a show, SNL. That's going to become a burden for most of these people as the years go by. Oh, you're on that show. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Francis.
Wow, you're burying the lead there. That's a pretty good name. You should go
Franny.
Maybe you should put that into the forefront.
I would like to. Hey, maybe I will. I'll be called Frank.
Did anyone catch? I mean, I didn't watch the Oscars, of course. I was very busy that night. But I did catch some of the highlights. And apparently, there's this moment at the end where Nomadland won, and the director introduces Frances McDormand, and she's like, and the character's name was Fern. And she goes, and now here's Fern. Like, you know, that's okay. It's a little iffy if you're an actor. You're sort of like,
all right, thank you.
Is this it? No. Do you have that pulled? No.
I pulled it, but then Matt told me about the background and what the howling was, and I deleted it.
Well, it was still not funny. Really that part, the howling. But anyways, so Frances McDormand comes up. This is like the best picture speech at the end of the night and everything. Everyone's supposed to be up and positive. And she's like, it's not Fern, it's Fran.
It was like, real like salty, yeah, the way she like, delivered just, it.
It really reminded me of that Art Garfunkel moment.
It is serious.
It is serious.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. It is serious, John. Such a drag, man.
Something like Star.
I have a friend. Like the right things like I feel like she peaked with that Mildred Pierce, and then she like turned into that character, and now she's just like that salty, Maynard, like, full time.
Super serious. I mean, so serious about acting, like it matters. Like anyone couldn't do it if you just spent 10 minutes trying. Or if you get cast in the right part, you know, it's all about the, I mean, listen, of course I respect the craft and I'm a SAG-AFTRA member. And
I got to dig yourself out of this one, Tim.
But the way, I mean, I've always had a problem with this. Part of the reason we do these On Cinema Oscar specials and stuff is the whole idea of getting up there and treating it like I've just cured cancer here. Like,
what did Frances McKinnon want to say?
There's nothing more important to me than this moment. And sure, listen, the hypocrisy of me is on full display. Because if I should ever get nominated for anything, I'll be the first one there. I'll be up at 6 a.m. pacing around. Ooh, this is going to be a good night. I'm up for a People's Choice Award.
I saw you at the Webbies accepting your award proudly. I got a Webby
15 years ago or whatever it was. I've not been, what, shouldn't I be getting all the awards anyways? I mean, come on.
You'll be crying. The waterworks will be flowing, Tim, if you got up there.
Shouldn't On Cinema receive like the Peabody Award or something, or some kind of grant? Some kind of the Nobel?
I think Nobel is what you should go for.
The Pulitzer, the Nobel, the Arthur C. Gottfried grant for achievement in art. Come on, man. Let's go. I saw that Independent Spirit Awards that they have. I guess that's happening like after the Oscars now. It's like happening this weekend or something. And they've introduced an independent television category. I'm not going to get nothing for that, I guarantee. Whatever, man. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the wonderful gifts I've received over the years.
I don't want an award or a statue.
And you're not getting one.
Good. I don't have the room for it.
Someone needs
full.
To make you one, Doug.
Kate, did you have a question for me, or did you want me to talk about something?
I don't really have a question. I appreciate the Oscar special. That was a fantastic on Sunday. You guys did an amazing job.
Thank you.
I also agree with the One Street Dream podcast.
Oh, yeah?
You. Very good. I was into that back in December. I started listening, and they're still putting out episodes. It's fantastic.
What is going on there? Somebody's...
Oh!
What is that?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Okay, let's get
is that Matt Sweeney and he's got a matching hat?
Let's bring in our guests.
I didn't know about this hat. I didn't know you were going to wear the hat.
I like how his sound just cut into her.
What?
Matt, can you move to your left a little bit?
Like this?
Yeah, right there. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Will there too?
Wow.
I think they're on. Do you want to ask them? I can ask Tim. I have a question. If you want me to ask it, just to break the...
What?
Does that noise mean it's over?
Oh,
Doug has a question.
Tim, did you hear that Miss Rate went to the photo lab and made some photocopies of the Piano Man?
No.
You didn't hear that Bonnie Prince Billy?
Okay.
What was on the barbecue at Mr. Groening's house?
What was it, the barbecue at Mr. Groening's house?
Yeah. Matt's weenie. What did the sandwich artist at Subway ask when the customer found out they were all out of fresh smoked pork?
What did the what?
What did the sandwich artist at Subway ask when the customer found out they were all out of fresh smoked pork?
What?
Will old ham be okay?
What?
Will old ham.
Will old ham be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got more. What did the author of Bonfire of the Vanities ask his lawyer to do?
What?
Super Wolf.
What?
Super. What's his name? Thomas
Wolf? Tom
Wolf? Yeah.
Super Wolf's instructions?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, my guests are Will Oldham and Matt's weenie. Is that right? Matt's weenie? The pounding. Yes. Knock, knock. Wake up, everybody! Wake the fuck up!
Great to be back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming back on the show, Will.
It's great to be back on the show.
Yeah. Coming in loud and clear.
I remember the last time I was on.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Are you on the...
Wake up, kid.
Are you on the SS Minnow? You the SS Minnow? Are you on the SS Minnow? Are you on the SS Minnow? Willie is frozen.
Mm.
No, no, no. Oh, there he is. He just went dark.
No, he's there.
Oh. Hey, Liz. Liz, Will. Liz, Will. Listen, Will.
Oh.
Are you one of those guys that's it's like kind of breakfast, lunch, and dinner guys? Are you skipping breakfast? Are you going right to dinner? Check me in on that. Mm-hmm. Update me on that. Update me on that now. Update me on that now. Let's kick on over to Matt Sweeney. Matt, what's for breakfast, bud? Let's kick things back over to Will Oldham.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Will. Well.
Great to be back on the show, Tim. I appreciate you having me back on the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We're excited to have you on the show today.
It's wonderful to be back.
Yeah, man, what's been going on? Are you like a breakfast, lunch, and dinner guy, or are you one of those guys that skips it and goes right to lunch? Let me kick things over to Matt. Matt Sweeney calling in from New York. Matt, what's your favorite chord on the new record?
I think we actually lost Matt.
Bring Matt back in. Let me ask that. You know what? That's a good question for Will. Will, what's your favorite chord on the new record?
Any question you have for me, I will answer it. No holds barred.
Yeah, let's get down to it. Let's get into the real stuff. What's your favorite chord on the new record, dude?
L12.
Oh, dude, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite chord on the new record? Thank you.
About 33 minutes in. Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you frozen?
Yeah, no, you're back. You're back. I know you're out at sea, I know we're having some internet issues with you. You're out at sea, but what is what is your favorite chord on the record?
C.
There you go.
Did I get it right?
No, it's a personal preference. Now, are you a breakfast, lunch, or dinner guy?
Now I'm getting excited.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I thought, man. What do you do for like? What do you put on? What sides are you going for at the buffet? And over to Matt Sweeney. Matt, what chord are you playing now on the guitar frozen these days?
Again? Oh,
I'm kind of trying to talk to Matt Sweeney. Have we lost Matt Sweeney?
Yeah, he dropped off. I don't know what happened.
I think he got fed up.
He had enough.
Hey, Will.
Hey, if anybody's using internet in this house, you be careful because we're congesting the line.
Yeah, we're actually, you're congesting the line. Stop playing Minecraft.
Stop playing Minecraft.
Did
you see me, though? Did you see me do that?
Yeah, we're seeing you loud and clear. What's your favorite? Let me get this from you. I know we're running out of time with you. I know you only gave us 5 minutes. You got a couple more minutes? Can you hang on?
Yeah. Ask me anything you want, and I'll answer it.
All right, cool. Are you a breakfast, lunch, or dinner guy when it comes to eating lunch? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. What do you got? Give me your top 10 records. Top 10 records of all time. Yes. Give it to me real quick. Yes. Start from 10, go down to 1. Come on, dude.
This is okay. I know this.
Come on, dude.
I heard one. How about tapes?
Yeah, tapes will work, bro.
Okay, I'll grab some tapes.
I'm going to play a game with you when you get back into your seat.
Mother!
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Oldham's top 10 tapes. Let's hear it. Quickly, please.
Oh, not that one.
Come on now. Quick. We have 10 seconds.
Okay.
Chris.
This one. Yeah. This one.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Give it to me. We got 5 seconds left. 5.
Okay.
4.
Tell your children
3.
To hold my hand.
Nice. 2. Got it. We got it. We scanned it in.
Not to walk my way.
Thank you very much. That's it. You did it. You got 10 in. That's awesome, man. I didn't realize you dug that kind of music.
Ask me anything.
Yeah, listen. All right, here you go. Are you ready to play?
It's great to be back on Reddit to play.
Yeah, here we go.
Yes, I am. Go for it. Seriously. I'm serious.
Name the middle name. I'm going to give you the middle name. You tell me the artist, okay? I'm going to give you the middle name. You tell me the artist. Now, these are all big names.
Okay.
Rodney is the middle name. Who's the artist?
Rodney Stewart.
We're looking for Nick Drake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Holland, name the artist.
Holland Oates.
Nope. Edgar Winter. It's Edgar Holland Winter.
His middle name is Holland.
Oh, this is a good one. Hercules. You know this artist. Very famous. Chart topper.
Hulk Hogan.
We're looking for Elton John.
No, really?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Wait, his middle name is Hercules?
Yeah, that's not even his real name, Elton John. So maybe it's... Can you make up your own middle name? I think you're stuck with your own
middle
name.
You're asking all the questions that are spinning in my mind.
I understand that.
Does this microphone sound great?
I love it when you get tight in on it.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds good.
That's what Santa said.
Hey-o. Easy now. Yeah. Come on, dude.
He was simply echoing Jesus.
What's your first memory of the Claus? Give me your first memory of Santa and what it meant to you. Quickly, though.
My first memory of Santa was actually unearthed in therapy during COVID. And he had this, he called it a lump of coal.
Okay. He's known to do
but
that.
It was
the big man.
It was not as hard or black as coal. It was softer and of a lighter shade.
More of a brown?
Yeah.
What do you think it was, Will?
I don't, I'm going to supposedly find out in my next therapy session.
They're going to get to the bottom of that. What's the memory you go to when you want to recall what it was like to be a child? When you want to get into that.
That's a very complicated question. Would you break that question down for me, please?
Sure, no problem. When you want to have memories of your childhood, what's the memory you go to? Will Oldham, whose new album Super Wolves is out tomorrow?
Check out Super Wolves. It's coming out tomorrow.
Drag City?
Yeah.
Favorite chord C?
Favorite chord C. What's the memory you access when you want to think about your childhood?
Wow. That is such a great question. I haven't thought about my childhood in so long. I really honestly haven't thought about my childhood in so long.
All right, next
really
question. How do you, Will Oldham, / Bonnie Prince Billy, / one of the great artists of our generation?
Slash.
From Guns N' Roses. How do you conceptualize distance between planets?
How do I conceptualize it?
Yep.
Like if I need to imagine how to get something from one planet to another?
Yeah, just how do you... It's not a complicated question. How do you... I don't think I need to rephrase it. I'm going to just say it again. How do you conceptualize distance between planets?
I would pick an object and then try to multiply the length of that object by the amount of times it takes to get from one planet to the other.
Huh?
I would pick any general basic object, like this basket.
Gotcha.
And then I would say, okay, well, say it was between Saturn and Uranus. I wanted to
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Clean it up.
Last time I Saturn Uranus, I was about 1,300,000 baskets away.
I'm sorry. Ooh. I'm trying to get to the root of things. I'm trying to get, like Don Henley might, I'm trying to get to the heart of the matter. And you're making third grader jokes, but that's okay.
Have you heard the dark web stuff about Don Henley?
Yeah, let's talk about that because I think it's
fascinating.
Let's
talk about it.
Matt
People
Sweeney
don't talk about
joined,
Don Henley
the
and the things he supposedly did to teenagers.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I don't know how slanderous we want to get here because this
that's
is a public
show. I said supposedly.
So, let's talk about it in the sense of allegations. We don't know.
Yeah.
We're not saying this happened, but the Don Henley shit is darker than you can believe.
The Don Henley stuff is pretty dark.
What's the gist of it?
We don't want to make light of this.
We don't want to make light of this.
It was something about him throwing people out of moving cars, right? Wasn't that a detail?
After using them.
Yeah.
And abusing them, yes. Yeah, there was this like story about this thing where they would pick up kind of like hitchhiker, like, you know, runaways.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's what happened.
And this is no joke. I mean, we're transitioning from a very silly experience. But this was...
If any of your viewers were the victims, they will suffer traumatic flashback now.
It is odd that like some of these rockers, they get this huge pass on their behavior 20, 30, 40 years ago. Sweeney, yeah. who's the worst of them all?
Scott.
Other than those... Nasty Yellow River Boys, because they were bad.
I mean, the River Boys are low, low, low on the list of
those
bad guys.
Those guys are filth.
But the power that the River Boys yield is barely enough to make a dent in aluminum foil.
You know what I was trying to... you know what I was thinking of doing? Because... We got a little Yellow River Boys thing coming out later. I don't want to give too many things away, but it'll be disappointing, that's for sure. But I was because we never really developed the backstory of the Yellow River Boys, and I was thinking, what if we took the band Elephant's Memory, right? Elephant's Memory, John Lennon's backing band. You don't know Elephant's Memory?
Klaus Voormann, right?
Well, no, not Klaus Voormann. Happy birthday, Klaus Voormann.
That's
so
right.
Lennon moves to New York. And drops all his British musician friends and picks up this band.
Can I mute during the Beatles part?
Oh, jeez. Here's the thing. I'll get through as quick, but you got to get an elephant's memory.
You know who loves talking about the Beatles is Will.
Yeah, sounds like it. Jeez. I should have gotten a memo. Why didn't your publicist tell me as an off topic?
The Beatles, the boils, the scabs, the blisters.
I get it. I get it. You're one of those guys that says, Beatles are lame, man. You're fucking lame. You're still
one of those guys who's just looking for a refuge, a place where people don't talk about the Beatles for a moment.
Yeah, like haven't they been fucking well covered? Jesus.
I don't see a lot of folks talking about Elephant's Memory. You didn't even know who the fuck they were.
No.
So why don't you go fuck yourself?
Because I forgot because it's Beatles related.
Right.
I need to have important things in my mind.
Fine.
Is that like Elephant's Gerald?
Elephant's Gerald.
Elephant's Gerald.
Elephant's Gerald. That's pretty good.
Anyways, Gerald. I was going, just so I can finish my thought, Gerald, and then I'll stop talking about the fabs.
Okay, that's all right, Tim. Finish it, please.
I want to find out the way that the members of the Elephant's Memory died and then replicate that in the Yellow River Boys. That's how they died. But that's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Figure out how Don Henley's going to die and replicate that.
It's got to be some kind of suicide, right? I mean, that's
going to
be
great. It's going to be.
That would be a great. Okay, what about a series, a TV series where they have actors playing all these rockers like committing suicide and you know coming to terms with the horrible things that they've done and then giving themselves out.
An anthology series where every episode
they did that with Gary Glitter on whatever the trashy BBC channel is. They made a movie like what's going on with Gary Glitter now? Like it's him in prison. It's him, you know, being tortured by what a horrible guy is. I think that'd be great for like pretty much for Patti Smith or any of the infamously, you know, bad.
Patti Smith.
Wait, Patti Smith.
Patti Smith is bad. I'm not sure. I don't. I'm sort of agnostic.
I thought
about
that she
her.
Was like a really decadent evil rocker. She's not.
Will, do you have any intel on Patti Smith?
I've seen her wear leather jackets and talk about bringing down the system.
Yeah,
with a thick Philly accent. Holy shit! I can't believe
she seems like somebody who. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about her actually. But you know, she seems like a bad, like you know, like a dangerous.
You're talking about
rocker.
Patti Smythe. You're talking about Patti Smythe.
Of Scandal.
Yeah. What were you guys? You guys texted me something this morning that really threw me for a loop.
Fuck me up, dude.
I was like. I wake up, I get this text from Will, and I don't know what to make of it. Is it fair to repeat on the air? I think it's fine, right?
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was. I got time massaged. My brain got time massaged away.
Matt Sweeney, by the way, just texted us saying, we done? I got kicked out of the Zoom. You thought we were done? No, baby. We're just getting started.
Oh, if you're reading texts, I can start sending them.
There you go. Let's do it that way. This is what I get from Will Oldham at fucking 5 a.m. while I'm awake because of the rats.
I'm in Bermuda time, so I forgot.
This is what I get. I get this. Where is it? Here it is.
I forgot.
Here it is. I get this. Besides SWA, what is our future if we have one?
Yeah.
Besides SWA, and then Sweeney writes, SWA! SWA exclamation point. I'm just like, what am I? You know, when you feel like you're not in on something, you feel really dumb. That's how I felt all morning.
Did you watch that Michael Jordan miniseries? Whenever they're in the locker room, it's like they're speaking some crazy other language.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I felt. And then, so what is SWA?
That's what we're doing. What we're is pretending SWA? To be pros.
What is SWA though? Cause I know, but I want to hear you explain it. I know.
Well, yeah, actually, because Will and I have never discussed SWA, but that definitely like was like an ice pick to my brain when I read those three letters. Will, how did you come to SWA?
Yeah, and why
I don't know if I ever. Yeah, someone. I think I borrowed the record from somebody. It's this SST band. Was it a super group?
It was maybe? Chuck Yudkowsky, the great Chuck Yudkowsky of Black Flag fame. It was a band that was a concept rock band that he started. After he was out of Black Flag, and they made lots and lots of records for SST, and they were called SWA.
And the first record was called Your Future If You Have One.
Oh yeah. So the reference was How did you reference it, Will? Like, you used it like, what's our
future? Oh, because I was wondering what our future was. I didn't know,
what we were doing.
Well, don't speak in codes with me, man.
I've been on the show many times before, but I forgot how it went.
Don't speak in codes with me. Be straight. Always be straight with me, dude. I'm going to sink your ship.
You've got a question for me, Tim. I wish you would ask it.
I'm going to sink your ship if you don't speak. You're going to send me semi four. No.
I'll send you whole fours. No more semi fours.
No more semi fours.
Well, back to.
Go ahead, Matt.
Petty fours.
I've been on the show many times. I didn't know what was going on. I was looking for the future. And whenever I think of the future, I think of Swa.
Well, that's
my childhood, Tim. You asked about my childhood. It was Swa.
You know what? I'm getting I'm getting texts from Drag City, from your publicist, saying, what the fuck is going on? What is happening? How could you be so disrespectful to our star artists? Well, you know what? I think we're mutually responsible for this situation here. And that's what I'm going
to
say.
How did we all decide to wear these hats? That's what I want to know.
None of this was discussed. People think this is all scripted.
Will, do you work at In-N-Out?
I want to get back to Swa.
Go ahead.
We're still leaving.
But you guys dislike Swa.
Well, it's not like or dislike. It's. I think I described
it as. You dislike it, Tim. Look. Keep reading the text, Tim.
Yeah, read your text. What did you say, Tim, about Swa? What'd you say?
I said, I don't enjoy this.
You said, I dislike it.
I disliked it. But one of you said, if I can now say, to be honest with you, saying it can't be liked. You said that, Matt.
And then you said, Tim, you said, gives me the same icky feeling as seeing this in my dad's record collection. And it was a picture of you in third grade.
No, it's not. It's a picture of the album cover. Look this up, folks. Grand Funk Survival. Do you know that record? Do you know what I'm talking about? These cavemen. It's a
But the more fucked is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel's
Attila.
Attila album, very similar vibe.
Because that cover is just as foul, and the music is actually very similar to Swa in that you just feel like you're having this horrible fever dream. It's this really weird anti music. It's really something.
You
but it's rock. I guess.
It rocks.
And then Tim, you said Hall of Death is unbelievably great.
I did say that. This is the classic pitch man here, Will Oldham. He knows how to steer the ship. He knows how to get things back into promo mode. He's a pro. That's why he's had more number one singles than any artist since my good friend Dionne Warwick. Hall of Death.
My Aunt Kate says true and seems necessary to me.
Talk about the backing tracks and how you guys just hired musicians to make all the music, and then you guys just swooped in at the last minute and sang over it.
You know all about that, right, Tim?
Actually do. That's what I did with the Yellow River Boys. I hired some pros and just told them to make the record. Make it. I'll come in later.
Tim, I sent Matt You're Doomed yesterday, the day before, and he had never heard it before, and he asked who played on it, and I can't remember. Did you play the music?
No, you did. I wrote the song and sent you a demo, and then you, I think, just did it from scratch.
Okay. That's how I remembered it, but I wasn't sure if that was right or not.
I told you this, it may be in an email or a text or something, but I remember getting that back from you. And we're on set shooting something, and I legitimately choked up on hearing it because it was so moving. And it was so beautiful, mostly because of the composition, but the production.
That bedtime stories was a hell of a show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know.
And I think that you'll get back to that level of greatness again.
Easy now. Easy.
Hey. Oh, it's harder than you think.
Well, damn. It's not. Now it's become, let's entertain Matt Sweeney, I guess.
He's got a good laugh.
Audience of one.
Can we take calls
now? I'm in my new house, you guys.
Well, can you send me a copy of You're Doomed? Because I've lost, like, I don't have access to it anymore.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm sure. No, I think I still have it on I use the same old computer for years and years and years.
Yeah, I need a high res output on that because we're going to be releasing it as a single to compete with Hall of Death. We're going to try to scoot it out there quick.
Do we get to take calls, Tim?
Do you want to take a call?
Yeah.
I want to show you guys.
Let's take a hothead hotline.
Matt wants to show something.
Let's see.
The hotline's down. That was okay. That beeping, but we can take a Zoomer.
Let's take a Zoomer. If you have questions for Will Oldham.
Wave your hand around in the Zoom if you got a question for the Super Wolves.
Believe me, no one has questions for you guys.
There's plenty of questions. Come on, wave.
Matt wants to show us something.
Can you see this?
Ooh, hold on.
You like it or?
Speak louder, because I have to get the thing to swoop over to you somehow. I see somebody waving.
Do I have to make noise?
There you go.
Make noise? Now? Can you see this?
Matt, what a weird hat you have.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
That was Gary Cooper's dog. The movie actor Gary Cooper had these two betesticle dogs, these ceramic dogs. And I got him.
Okay.
Really excited. Plus, he also got this is also Gary Cooper's furniture. This mushroom is from the 30s.
Okay.
And this thing. Is that cool? Wow.
I guess. I don't. It's not cool to me, but it might be cool to other people.
Chase has a question.
You didn't think those dogs or that mushroom were cool?
Hey, let me think about it. I don't have a huge reaction right off the bat, but it looks like something I might get rid of.
It's like the most exciting shit that's happened to me in a while.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you. I mean, what do you think, Will? Are you psyched about that mushroom from Gary Cooper?
I'm going to wait until I see it in person.
That's smart.
Yeah, Jesus,
you put a fucking
guys.
Snap judgment, put a gun Gary up Cooper. To my head.
I do have mixed feelings about Gary Cooper. I feel like he was kind of a one-tone, one-note kind of guy. Who oftentimes hit it straight down the middle so beautifully, but there was nothing else he could have done except for do exactly what he did.
The real Harrison
he got
Ford
this type. Dog.
A real hey, Matt, kind of Harrison question? Ford, but a little more charisma than Harrison Ford when you got down to it.
Hello,
Harrison
Ford.
Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Chase,
Harrison
Chase
Ford
has a question. He's trying to barge.
Harrison
in.
Ford's a drag. That's my official point of view.
He is a drag.
Matt,
he's a wet blanket. Wait, this show's completely off the rails.
It's off the rails. Chase, okay, we have caller Chase. Focus. Will, Matt, Chase has a question for the...
Hey, Chase.
The Super Wolves.
Matt, I wanted to get some Billy Corgan questions from you, or stories.
Right on.
You're not going to.
Do you have any Zwan stories you can tell us about?
I have none.
None? What
we
about...
Had sign, we had to sign NDAs, and I'm regularly threatened with lawsuits from them.
Okay. There you go.
In admitting that, Matt, is that breaching the NDA?
I don't know.
I think but you're in deep shit. That's what I know.
I'm not sure the statute of limitations is, but I definitely got. I would just get all these like, letters from this from his lawyers all for years.
I predict you're going to get a call from Billy. Excuse me. I'm coming for your mushroom. I'm coming for your Cooper mushroom. Wait, Vish Khanna is on the phone. Did I say Vish or it's Vish?
Yeah, that's right, Vish.
He's got his own show.
Isn't that bizarre?
I know. I'm turning things over to Vish to do a real interview with you too.
No. You're
come
doing
on, what
well,
do you got,
Tim?
Vish? What was your question that I didn't get to on the new Super Wolves album, which is beautiful?
Well, first
by the
of
way.
All, hello, Matt. Hello, Will. It's nice to see you here.
You shaved. You look good.
You look great. You're I'm cheater, sorry. I don't have my hat. I'm sorry. Quick question, though. I ordered some super deluxe version of the Super Wolves record, and I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the bonus items that you selected to include in the package, because I find them fascinating. I was trying to explain them to my wife the other day, and I lost track.
She fell asleep.
Yeah.
Your wife's
I'm
like,
boring.
Why are you talking to me?
True.
Why are you talking to me about this? You know I don't care.
Anyway, Matt, is there something you can say about these items? I'm just curious.
Well, is there any item in particular that you'd like me to discuss, or do you want me to just start talking about the things that we're selling?
Give the top three items.
There's some sort of tray with
there's a tray. Okay, let's talk about the cup and the tray. There's like a tray if to roll your weed on or to serve cookies on or whatever, and then there's a little plastic tumbler. And I got one of these things via my friend Avi, and I love it, and I use it all the time, and I never thought that I would like a plastic tray and a plastic tumbler as much as I do, so that was the reason that we did that.
Will, did you sign off on this, or are you sort of just like, whatever Matt wants, I guess I'm not going to cause a big, I'm not going to cause a lot of trouble here.
With that one, you actually let me.
Pretty contentious.
Whatever makes Matt happy, I guess.
Yeah, yep.
It gets pretty resentful.
What didn't I cover so far?
He said cup and tray. I said croc gibbets.
Would you include a crock pot in the deluxe edition? Yeah, a crock pot.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would include a crock pot. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to receiving all of it. So thank you for that. It's very thoughtful packaging.
Thank you. There's incense. We made incense. The scent of the incense was going to be Coptic musk, but it's not called that.
I saw in the newspaper that hip hop artists were including lots of extra things to help people remember that there is such a thing as physical records.
Right.
So I thought we should just try to do whatever we could. This is the same brand, Matt, of the incense. This one is Oasis, and this is Club Champion. And I haven't opened them yet. I don't know what Club Champion should smell like.
Mm, maybe like a gym, like a locker room.
Oh, I should open it then.
It smells like men's balls after a basketball game.
Okay. But yeah, we have a bunch of stuff. Also, the towels. If you guys order towels, there may be a delay in the towels because of the Suez Canal situation. And I'm not even kidding.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not kidding?
No.
Well, start kidding, because this is a comedy show. So you have something better than the truth?
No.
You have your towels made in, like, where are your towels from?
Persia.
Persian towels.
We wanted to get them on 100% cotton, but it's a multiple color. This is so fucking boring. They're from China, and they're going to be delayed. We can move on.
Well, you'll have a bunch of wet fans.
Yeah. So we're just saying, like, don't put the record on until we assure you that the towel is on its way.
Yeah.
You want to be completely dry for the experience. All right. I have to get. This isn't just the never ending show. This isn't the Joe Rogan podcast where we sit and talk to you for 3 hours.
That's your guy, right?
That's my guy.
Inside joke, right?
That's okay. My guy.
I'm good.
Will, when are you doing Joe Rogan's podcast to promote the album?
Trending?
Tell me who Joe Rogan is, and I'll tell you when I'm doing his podcast.
I have a boner.
Oh, wow.
You don't know who Joe Rogan is, do you?
I know I've heard the name.
I got to live the Will Oldham life. I got to live the Will Oldham life. Kind of
DJ Doug Pat.
Kind of like one level up from everybody. Just kind of.
I had a sleazy guy tell me if you go on Joe Rogan, you get a lot of followers.
Yeah. That's
really
what you want.
Sleazy guy. He was like, you should be on Joe Rogan. You'll get a lot of followers.
He's like, I'm walking down the street.
You don't want that shit in your life.
Yeah. That's it. From what I can tell, I don't. No.
Oh, wow.
All right. What else do you want to say? Anything? Superiority Burgers back in action?
We will answer any question you have, Tim. It's really great to be back on the show.
All right.
The favorite chord is C.
Yep. We covered that.
Superiority Burger is back. We're opening at 4 p.m. today on 430 East 9th Street in Manhattan.
Wait a second.
We've got lots of specials. Tim, have you been following? Have you seen what the stuff that we're slinging these days?
You're behind Superiority Burger? I love Superiority Burger.
Yeah, Doug's a big fan.
Oh, shit. Awesome, yeah.
I like that. The burger you have out of, like, tofu skin. It's called, like, The Thing or something.
Oh, the new creation.
The new
creation.
Which
is actually referenced on the Super Bowl record.
I love the new creation.
There is a Superiority Burger reference on the Super Wolf record with the term new creation.
Another thing that Will had to Superiority Burger, Tim? I was just going to say it's another thing that Will had to sort of get arm twisted into. He's like, really? We're going to be promoting your burger place on our record together? Come on, man.
Is there a new creation line, Matt, that I wrote?
In regret. And you can regret.
You can, yeah.
And now the new creation stripped away.
Sweet. Right on.
Yeah.
So let's make a little TV commercial.
I'm down.
Matt and I are playing shows out in California in the beginning of June. And Matt,
really?
Wait, time out.
Where? When? How? Am I on the list?
Plus four.
Do you have COVID?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yes, you're on the list.
We're fully vaxxed. The whole gang can go.
It was such an ordeal. We decided to go the opposite, and the audience has to show that they have COVID in order to come, and then we can have thousands of people apparently in the audience inside.
Yeah, that's terrific. Coughing on each other and getting high fevers. Wait, do you have shows Thank to you. Announce? Is this official?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
where?
Yeah.
When? Tell me.
Will, can you pull up the actual shows?
There's three in Big Sur, there's two in Sonoma, there's one in Ojai, two in Malibu, and one or two in Joshua Tree.
Malibu. Just all the cool desert.
What about
place.
Glendale, huh? Just do a show in
Give
Glendale.
Us a venue. Give us a venue.
All right.
With give us a event. The venue has respirators, hospital beds.
I have an open. I have an amphitheater on my compound. It's like Greek theater size. It's nice. It's a what's that called? A barn? A shed? It's like a shed. It's like a, yeah. Yes. It's nice.
We're doing a shed compound?
Oh, I got it's your nice. Dates. It's June 7, 8, 10, and 13.
Who's the sponsor of this show, Tim?
Huh?
Who's the sponsor of this show that you have a shed?
Not shed.
I just pay bands to. I mean, I just sell tickets and we have shows. We've had we had Ben Folds Five here last week. They were terrific.
You're joking.
We had the Beach Boys. Mike Love.
Farmer Dave made an amazing little trailer for the shows, and we should get Farmer Dave to make a trailer for the new creation, and he can use a clip from the song, and then we'll have a TV commercial for a Superiority Burger.
Let's do it. When did Farmer Dave make these clips?
Who's Farmer
just,
Dave? What show
he
is
just
this?
Sent
what
it overnight. I'll forward it to you. You're gonna cream in your jeans.
Okay, Farmer Dave is one of our favorite musicians. He's a great Californian,
Will, true or false? Yeah. I'm done with Farmer Dave. I don't.
Any question?
Will, true or false?
Any question you have for me?
We made a commercial. Speaking of commercials, we made a commercial for one of your records years ago.
We did. Yeah.
True or false? That aired on television.
It's true. That's why we made them. They were TV commercials. We made them for television.
You made them for television, and they aired where and how? They just aired on like a local station somewhere.
Yeah, we looked around. We made a series of actually three, plus another commercial with Neil Hamburg. We made a series of three commercials with you and Eric.
Yeah,
we aired them on. We just looked around all over the country and found six or seven markets where 30 seconds of time cost $25 between the hours of, you know, midnight and 4 a.m.
Right.
on certain like B and C level cable channels. And that's where we aired them.
And that I have to watch that.
Unless Drag City just, you know, took that $25 to $75 and pocketed it and told me that that's what they did.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Those are bad guys. I mean, you got to get a new label because those are bad guys. They've been ripping you off for years.
Facts.
They have something on me.
All right. Thanks to Bonnie. Thanks to Bonnie Prince Billy / Will Oldham / Palace Brothers / one of the greatest artists of our generation and Matt Sweeney.
Thanks.
Let's hear it for him. Welcome anytime. If you dare to come back, I'd love it. Truly an honor because you're both fine men, and I don't know.
Please open a Superiority Burger in the West Coast,
that
LA,
would be terrific.
Please.
We want to do that for sure.
You want to partner with me?
I'll spearhead it. I'll quit this and I'll do that.
Easy now.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I don't know if it's going to be that easy.
Concession at the Heidecker Shed. It's easy.
All right. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Tim. And thanks a lot. All my friends love your show, and that's no lie. Okay. I love it too. Okay.
Oh, sweet. Will, take care. He's out.
He's gone. Bye.
Bye. There's our intern, Landon, who's looking at things he shouldn't be looking at.
Wow.
I mean, that was very
wild
fun.
Wild ride. It felt like I drank a beer and took drugs.
Well, I don't know. It was fun for me, and that's really all that matters.
I had a lot of fun.
Doug?
I thought that was the best interview you've ever done.
Well, we gotta raise up because Vic is at it.
I mean, that was fun. No, that was fun. That was
Vic
good time.
Missed a fun one today.
Did they? Well, we'll talk about it in after hours. But Tim, I got a breaking news.
Wait.
I got breaking news from Eric Notaro.
No, don't say it.
Oh, he's going to come on after hours.
He's going to come on after hours because Eric...
I won't say it. I'm just going to say what the news is if you want.
Oh, tease it.
Well, that's the thing is I don't want to draw attention to it because then people are just going to go searching, but maybe they would anyways. Let's just say that there's some breaking news coming during the after hours as a tease.
Well, it's regarding the question you asked
That is what I know. Do you not understand what I know?
No one's going to find this. This is so deep in the crates. That only someone like Eric would know this.
Don't worry about it. Just tune in. You'll find out. How about Bing and Bong? Let's bring in Bing and Bong because we haven't seen them in so long.
It's always fun to see them.
Bing and Bong. We want that Bing and Bong. Online. How are you this morning?
Good. We're trying to change our view. We don't have the right view.
Oh, just squeeze in though. Move to your right. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
I can't see. We don't know how we look right
That's
now.
Okay. You look worry about that.
You look great.
It's so weird not seeing yourself.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, don't bing, worry. Bing, bong, you exist, bing, okay? Bing,
bing, bong, okay, bing, thank you. Bing, thank you for validating our existence. Bing, bing, how are you guys?
I love Bing and Bong, but they don't bring anything.
Never have anything to bring.
You never have anything to say. Okay, I love you guys.
Good peace and love to you. All the best.
How'd you like that interview? Was that fun?
We got our second shot.
Yay! Oh, that's good.
Here's Here's an incoming text from my mom. Speaking of that, just came in 2 minutes ago. Apparently, she's not aware that I'm live on the internet at the moment. She said, get your second vax yet. No punctuation required. I'll do the work there, Ma. I'll add my own question mark. Get your second vax yet. I am actually said, get your second vac with a C. I am getting it this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Second vac getting implanted. I'm getting it stuck in my arm.
I'm one week in on Vax 2, so I'm pretty safe.
You're safe as hell.
Safe as milk. It's 11:31. We got to go.
Oh, fuck. All right, everybody. See you later.
Well, we started late.
We did start. Let's go to 11:03.
You got to admit, Matt, we started late.
I do admit that. What do you want, some Zoomers? What do you want to do?
Can it be 11:03?
No, you want to talk to Duck? You want to talk to Rando? You want to talk to Rusty Cleavers?
Yes, Rusty Cleavers. I love Duck, but come on. Yeah, let's pace ourselves with everything.
I know. Rusty.
Respect. Full respect.
Hey. A talking point. Have you guys heard about the new Netflix sequel to What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Huh? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? No, what's that about?
It's What's Eating Gilbert Raisin.
Should be more of a prequel. Huh?
A prequel.
You're right.
Huh? Would be after a grape.
Yeah, I got it. You know what? I'm wrong. I'll take the L. Cut that out, Matt. Cut that section out.
We'll fix it.
What
post.
About this?
You know
guys?
What? It should be like. What is Gilbert Grape shitting? What's in Gilbert Grape's toilet?
It's got to be Gilbert Raisin, right? It can't just.
Wait, what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Well, what about this? Let me pitch you something else.
Yes, Tim.
Raisin Gilbert Grape. Like Raising Gilbert Grape.
Like Raising Arizona?
Yeah. Huh? Raising Gilbert Grape.
That would be a prequel.
That would be a prequel, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I never saw that Gilbert Grape movie.
That's one of the greats. It's a beautiful film. No, it is. It really is.
Is that where Leonardo got his start?
Yeah, very young Leonardo. Snow Duck
Soup. I think John C.'s in that movie, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's Johnny Depp is in it.
I think he's J.C.R. is in that, too.
Wow.
Okay. All right, folks, it is now 11:32, therefore we should say our goodbyes and thank everyone. Thank you. Seriously, I was listening to the Super Wolves album this morning, which I believe comes out tomorrow.
True story, tomorrow. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful album.
But that single, I don't know if it's singing, The Hall of Death. Hoo! Hee!
That new single, too, that Sirius song, that's a tearjerker. Oh, my God. Great.
Those two guys are like top tier. I mean, this is classic stuff.
Pinnacle of current music.
People have to wake up. Thank you all for watching. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to our patrons who will be joining us in the after hours. If you want to join Patreon, it's simple as this. Patreon.com/officehourslive. And we have the many merchandising items, including the three Stogies coffee blend, which is delicious. I just eat the beans raw or roasted. Eat them whole. We pray for Vic. Hopefully Vic is okay.
We should offer a raw bag where they're not even roasted.
Well, people do that.
Coffee beans, raw?
My brother-in-law gets, you know, people do that. They get the raw beans and they roast them themselves. It's a whole thing.
I guess it's not that wacky.
No. Come with better shit, Doug. All right. Thanks, Doug, for carrying the load. And Eric DeTornicola will be in the after hours to reveal something pretty big. Talk to you then. In a couple minutes, we'll be over there. Matt, do the patrons know the link? I always see.
Of course
that.
They do.
Nah, there's people that say, I don't know how to get onto the.
It's in there every week. Don't believe the hype.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
That's a good question.
Unbelievable.
We all can grow and we all can learn.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Gotcha.